Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, live from the Big Easy, New Orleans in the building, home of, just in case some of y'all may have forgot, or if you haven't been on the planet Earth, or maybe not the planet Earth, but the United States of America, home of the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl champion, you know, NFL champion, New Orleans. I think y'all know a little bit about that, right? If you don't, now you know. Anyway, as always, I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037. As always, I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037. And, of course, if you're too afraid to break me off a call, you can always email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, the email is dick@smoothdrama.com because I want to hear from you. And to keep up with us, what we got happening, Smooth Drama, where we going to be, whatnot, from your mobile devices, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, to keep up with us, or as I always say, rather, we can keep up with you and stalk you. You can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And we'll holler back. I'll holler back. Somebody holler back. Oh, man. Just got done. Comic-Con. Still in my Comic-Con aftershock, whatever you want to call it. Now it's over with. Kind of sad. You know, met some good homies, though. Want to give a shout-out to my boys out of Maryland, Heritage Comics, Mr. Andre Campbell, and hopefully I don't say your name wrong, Tyran Eads. Those are the homies. Got to holler at them a little bit. Look forward to having them on the show. They do some good work. Other brothers that gave me some love, Mr. Daryl Joyce, Stephen Harris, of course, old school legend, Enter the Dragon, Jim Kelly, and New Orleans' own Grandmaster Eric O'Neill. Yeah, just give a shout out to him. Lion Man Comics. They all got to hang out with them, chill, talk a taste on comics and life and whatnot. It was all a good experience. Although there was some, I guess for lack of a better word, nerd on nerd crime, if you want to call it that, where they actually had these guys got stabbed because they were sitting too close to each other. Kind of weird, but it is nerds, so you don't expect. And it wasn't a stabbing with a knife or anything like that. It was more like they stabbed each other. One of the guys stabbed the other guy with a pencil. Yeah, you know, that's the weapon of choice for nerds. But it did bring up somewhere that people have been talking for a minute about Comic-Con moving out of San Diego. They say it's not big enough. They're talking about potentially maybe trying to move it to L.A. They're talking about bringing it to Vegas, which is comedy, on both fronts. Anybody who's ever being the Comic Con whatnot, would know that that shit would not work out. One, because L.A., you can't get nowhere in L.A. when nothing is going on. Anybody who knows that 100, 125, 150,000 people that had to San Diego for Comic Con, you'd be able to get to the comic book convention in L.A. like 5 hours later after it started. L.A. would not be a good idea unless everybody stayed at the same hotel, which we know, of course, did not happen. So the just L.A. alone would just discourage me never to go to Comic Con because you couldn't get anywhere. You can't get nowhere now. Now, Vegas is funny because I don't think the people in Vegas understand nerds. You know, if Comic-Con is in Vegas, they're not, you're going to sell out all the hotels, but nobody will be in the casinos. Nerds go to Comic-Con and they sit there day and night, night and day, all watching film festivals and whatnot. You think it would be a good idea in Vegas to actually come, book all the hotels, and all your casinos are empty because you won't have anybody from the hotels in the actual casinos or on the strip, whatnot. They'll all be at the Vegas Convention Center getting their nerd on. See, nerds read. Nerds ain't necessarily gamblers. Now, maybe nerds may check out some porn or whatnot, but they'll still do that off their mobile broadband or whatnot at the convention center. So, in my humble estimation, I think it should stay in San Diego, obviously, because one, it's a beautiful city. Two, you can actually get around. Even though as crowded as it is, you still can actually get around and function. And it doesn't destroy nothing. It doesn't bring anything bad. They just need to make more room in the city center, which is kind of funny within itself because you're talking about you're going to expand the convention center for 5 days. There's nothing else that goes on at the convention center that fills it up. So, in effect, you're going to spend millions of dollars in, you know, if you're in San Diego, get your wallet ready because, obviously, your taxes are going to go up. Get your wallet ready and do your thing. Be ready to pay because they're going to come to you. It's going to be some kind of thing to keep it there. And I guess if you look at it, that 1 week brings millions of dollars to the economy. So the business people alone in the gas lamp area, whatnot, in the hotel industry, whatever, and the jobs that it brings, you should, okay, kick in. Be ready to kick in, because it's definitely going to help your economy out. But just so you're forewarned, it's coming. They're going to ask you for the money, obviously, and they're not going to pay for it themselves, obviously. You as a citizen have to do that. But that is an investment in San Diego's future, I guess, if you want to call it that. Speaking of the future, well, I got one more Comic-Con thing before I move on. Give a shout out. Now, I am one to diss, but I'm not one to diss, but I bought a t-shirt in good faith. Great art, whatnot, but it was after I got home after the fact and went over the t-shirt, and I guess it's my fault. I should have noticed that I bought a t-shirt that was not quality printed. It was iron on, whatever. Basically, I got okay. As soon as I washed that bad boy, it of course died. Well, it died part of it died in the washer, part of it died in the dryer. So, you know who you are. Maybe you're listening, maybe you're not, but don't do that shit. Yeah, make me not want to come to your booth, and anybody else who bought your cheap ass t-shirts, you know, you could have went to big printing like me and got some smooth ass great shirts, but instead you want to gift the people and shit that as soon as it got washed it died. Now I got a shirt with no picture on it, just a big ass ironed on fade. So like I said, it's that karma shit. Your punk ass selling that shit to people. Don't do that. That's not a good thing. Moving on past my old trivial wants and pursuits. Speaking of shitty treatment, yeah, there was a concert in St. Louis, and by these guys, the Kings of Leon. And the Kings of Leon had to abandon the concert after three songs because the pigeons were shitting on them, literally. Like, constantly. So, during their songs, they kept getting hit. And so they decided to call the concert, call their set. Because I guess the groups before them, the Pastels and the Stills, got shitted on too while they were there, while they were performing and whatnot. Now, what's funny about that is you think that people would know beforehand that, you know, there's birds, and you would take the proper precautions to make sure that the birds don't shit on the performers. Or maybe it could be a sign that your performance was so shitty, or maybe your songs were so shitty that the birds is like, nah. Or, well, there's no or, because I know if I go to a concert and I done paid my 40, 50, 60 bucks, I don't give a damn if the birds are shitting on you. I done paid my money. You're not going to leave. And then, you know, they just left. They just left off the stage, and they said that they had 20 songs on their set list, but they said they decided to call it after three songs. Now, nowhere in the article does it say that they offered people their money back or something. Because I know me, if I go to your show, I expect to see the show. You know, these shows cost a lot of money. And, you know, as we know, times is tough. I need, you know, if I'm paying money to see you, you got to keep going. So, Kings of Leon, maybe that's a sign y'all don't need to be performing. I don't know. You get your music up. Or, as my homie P says, get your space up. Not that I necessarily know what that means, but It just sounds cool as hell to say it. Get your space up. Anyway. Speaking of getting your space up, as always, I'm bigging up my boy out of Houston. Houston Independent Spit District. I'm busting out the song here, Never Die. I just like this song for some reason. So, we're going to play it. Eventually. It's going to come on and play. Sometime soon. Unless we're going to continue to have technical difficulties. Or I'm going to talk through the song. Guess not. I guess we're going to have to wait a second. But believe me, there's a song coming. Somehow, some way. In between then, I was reading. We're having technical difficulties right now. I was reading about there's a internet web chat company called Chat Roulette who are trying to ditch flashers. You know, the website is video chat on the internet. Now, they're talking about people being naked on the internet, in the webcam. I'm like, and the shock is what? Shit, I'm on webcam and I don't have no drawers on right now. I'm playing. But the point is, normally, isn't that why people get on webcam in the first place? They want to see each other and they want to wink, wink, see each other or something like that. At least that's what I thought. I ain't going to say that I've been involved in such behavior any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying I've heard stories about people who get on webcam and they kind of show a little skin here or there. But the people at Chat Roulette, who are funny, are talking about they're 10% of the time there are people without pants on the web chat. I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking 10% is probably too low. I'm thinking it's more like 10% of the people have pants on. 90% of the people don't. You know? I mean, come on, now. It's webcam chat. You know, that's the thing. I mean, nobody want to be honest about it, but the most folks know that when they're on the webcam, web chatting, whatnot, you know, it's not rated G or PG. It's normally rated R. Although, one of the bloggers is saying that once ankles were considered showing too much skin, ankles, really? Ankles? Yeah, I guess. I'm thinking a little bit more than ankles. But I don't know. I mean, I listen to, do you think that there should be a banning as far as web chat goes? Do you think that's something that should be looked at seriously? I look at it because what they talk about, because it's supposedly lewd and it can involve minors, whatnot, but if I'm not mistaken, when these sites, when you go into a lot of sites, you have to verify, you have to click that button that says I'm 18 or whatnot, and I guess that's what Chat Roulette did. They added an adult tab to the site, and they say that's their most popular tab section of the site. Duh. Likely wouldn't know that already. But for the most part, that's what people web chat for, I think. My humble opinion. I could be wrong. I could be right. I don't know for sure. I think I'm right, though. But it's a personal choice. I'd be curious to hear what y'all thought about it. I think. Hey, it is what it is. Now, you know, speaking of web chatting and so-called flashers, whatnot, you gonna flash. You might wanna wait till next week, ladies in particular. FreshPair.com celebrating National Underwear Day next week, August the 5th. So, if you wanna flash. Depending on if you're one of them flashers that want to flash in your exotic, erotic underwear, or if you're one of those people that want to flash au naturel, FreshPair.com are giving away 5,000 pairs of underwear. So, you know, and the funny thing is, not only are they giving away the 5,000 pairs of underwear, they're giving away low-rise thongs, and then they came out with some statistics saying that 80% of people never change the style of underwear they wear as an adult, while 60% don't wear underwear that fits. That's nasty. I guess. I don't know what underwear that fits in you wearing baggy underwear or you're wearing tight underwear. I mean, that's open to interpretation right there. I don't think I'm quite understanding that one, but I guess it doesn't really matter whether I understand it or not. People out there, ladies and gentlemen, they're giving away 5,000 pairs. They're giving away brands like Ed Hardy, Calvin Klein, Notori, 2XIST, and it's going on from August 1st to the 14th. So, you know, if you're in dire need, even if you're not in dire need of underwear, August 1st through the 14th, FreshPair.com, you might get a chance to get you some new fresh underwear. Yay! No? Yes? No? Maybe so? I don't know. Y'all down for that? Could be interesting. You know? Although, I can't say this. You can watch them, call them. What you can do is, if you're a listener and you happen to be one of the winners of the brand new underwear giveaway, whatnot, hey, send all your pictures to Butter. Make her feel better. Hit her up at Butter Pecan. At smoothdrama.com. Once again, if you're one of the winners and you happen to be male, send your pictures to Butter Pecan at butterpecan@smoothdrama.com. Help make her feel better and all that good stuff. Just let her email up with pictures of you in your male speedo, thong, whatever. That's wrong. I know. But I can't help it. It's just funny for no reason whatsoever. You know, toned or not. Your thing. Don't be ashamed. Love your body like your body loves you. Does that make sense? I don't know. But it sounded good. First place. Speaking of being toned, baseball players. Man, I mean, is baseball still a sport? Anybody? Well, I know people watch baseball, but, you know, I read something today. One of the Marlins, the Florida Marlins players, tore his knee in a cream pie attack. Guess what happens in baseball? It's one of their old traditions. Maybe it's funny. Maybe it's not. I've never seen the funny. I think it was one of the things that Groucho Marx and them used to do, where they would throw the pie, smash pie in the face of people. In baseball, that's what they do. You do something good, whatnot, and you're getting interviewed. They hit you in the face with pie. Well, Chris Colin tore the meniscus in his left knee after he hit one of his teammates with a shaving cream pie during a TV interview. Now, this has got to be the wackest and craziest thing that I've ever heard of. Now, and I'm not trying to diss baseball players, but it seems to be a baseball thing where they always get hurt off the littlest thing. Like, you know, I mean, just the fact that he jumped up, hit the dude in the face, and he lands. And mind you, we're not talking about, and I'm going to take a conservative guess that he didn't jump up like he was dunking a basketball and hit the dude in the face and boom, it was a done deal and he came down wrong. We're talking about he probably just like jumped and bam, hit the dude in the face, and we're talking about maybe he got a half an inch off the ground, whatever, and he tore shit. Baseball players, y'all need to work out. Every time I hear about a baseball player getting hurt, it's always, oh, he went to pick up a box. He, you know, slipped a disc or some shit like that. Yeah, I don't know. I just think baseball players, sort of like golfers, you know, those other notorious athletes, great athletes, whatever you want to call them. Not saying that they don't have a skill, because I can't hit a baseball if my life depended on it, nor can I hit a golf ball correctly. I mean, I can hit it, but it's not going to be good. I mean, I'm real good at miniature golf. I don't know if that counts, but anyway, yeah, it's kind of funny that the guy would tear his meniscus and he'll be out 6 to 8 weeks now because he hit the dude with the pie and hurt himself. I'm like, wow, that's kind of funny. That is really, really kind of funny. Need to work out, fellas. You need to work out. Just a little bit. And speaking, well, not necessarily working out, but, you know, all those people talking about Exodus. This ain't necessarily biblical here. You know, the law, guess, goes into effect today where in Arizona, once again, for those people who have not been on the planet Earth or have not watched the news here in the United States, Arizona has the immigration law. An undocumented worker, illegal immigrant law, where they're getting people up out of there. I guess there's a mass exodus in Arizona. People were selling their clothes, they, you know, whatever they could sell, whatever money they can get, so they can leave. I guess they put a figure on it. The U.S. government estimates 100,000 unauthorized migrants left Arizona after the state passed an employer sanction law that require companies to verify workers. Now, this new law, which passed in April, they haven't verified the number yet, but I'm going to guess, well, I'm not going to guess, I'm just going to say that I know that it's probably way more than we would anticipate, you know, and I'm not necessarily against laws for illegal immigrants, whatnot. I'm more against the lack of punishment for those who hire illegal immigrants. I've said it over and over and over again. Those are the people you should be going after and mad at, because if they're not hiring them, they don't get the job. And I keep saying it over and over again, the only reason why they get that job in the first place is why? Because they don't want to pay you, the American citizen, a decent wage. And that's what we're talking about here. Well, that's the reason for outsourcing and all this other stuff. Because they don't want to pay you a decent wage. Everybody glosses over that. You know, no, everybody is always mad at the little guy. What you mad at that homie that's washing dishes in the back? Why? What do? He ain't do nothing. And I want to apologize to the people who are watching on Smooth Drama, Smooth Drama TV. Unfortunately, we're having some technical difficulties and it's not working right. But you can still listen to us on Blog Talk. That one should be working just fine. But once again, you know, that's the point. Nobody's touching that. I mean, we talk about Tea Party and you know, the revolution of the people, open their eyes, whatnot. You know, open your eyes to the people that are making all the money and are not trying to share it. I mean, it's supposed to be capitalism, and it's supposed to be you pay a fair wage for a fair amount of work. We not getting that. And nobody want to touch that. You know, we keep going over and over again about the immigrants. They doing it. They taking our jobs. Blah, 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 blah. No, they ain't. They ain't taking your job. You know, the same people who are talking about the immigrants are the ones who want to hire the Mexican homie to do the landscaping. The same ones that's picking them up in front of Home Depot. Over and over again. And, you know, stop lying to yourself. I'm like people, you know, think about it for a minute, what's real and what's fake. And, you know, the mass exodus just means they're coming to California. Just means they're going to Texas. They just don't go somewhere else where that law doesn't exist. So what you get happening is the recyclable thing. Because obviously they're gonna go somewhere. They're not going back to where they came from. They came here for a reason because they wanted to work, whatnot. And so they're here and they're getting work illegally because employers are trying not to pay you. The only reason why they get the job. They try not to pay you. Please understand that, people. You know, they are not patriotic. You want to stop it? All those people that outsource whatnot don't use their products. Don't. They'll hear you loud and clear. I mean, the economy's bad. People don't have jobs. Why? Because the jobs are being eliminated and going away. But, hey, they'll create new jobs because there are more Walmarts and McDonald's and Target going up. And as I documented on the show, last month, earlier this month, you can go to Walmart and you can get college credit. So, I guess that's a good thing. I don't know if I necessarily want to work at Walmart and get my college credit through Walmart. Not to say that Walmart's not a good job, but I'm thinking that you're not going to make enough money where you can live anyway, unless you're living like illegal immigrants and you got 10, 11, 12, 13 people in the house. And when our blogger says Walmart items fall apart in the wash too, yes. But I don't buy shirts at Walmart, thankfully. Because they never have anything good in there. I guess. I don't know. I get cheap gum there. I guess. I'm part of the problem. I don't know. Anyway, big companies. Not trying to pay you no wage. If you do a little research, I know most people, when they get on the internet, they want to do internet porn, or they want to web cam chatting. Hey, more power to you. I'm with you. Tino, I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying, you know, we talk about making the difference, and I know there's a lot of people out there who talk about, you know, they want to make a difference, whatnot, and these are the people that are political, whatever, but they gloss over that. I'm saying don't gloss over it. Attack it head on. Now, but we talk about immigrants. There's a new program that is a fingerprint initiative, and what it does is a program to identify illegal immigrants using fingerprints from arrests. And it's one of those things that's flying under the radar. You know, of course, everybody's talking about the Arizona law, but this fingerprint plan is out there, and basically they catch illegal immigrants. Like, they run your prints when you become arrested, and if you're illegal, they just deport you automatically. Which, I'm not really against that. Now, unfortunately, as always, there's the other part to the program. I guess the program's called ICE. And it's supposed to be a program that's going to be in every jail. I guess they're implementing it on the low, and it's going to be in every jail in the country by 2013. And it's called Secure Communities. And it's supposedly being phased into places where the government sees as having the greatest needs, where it's based on population estimates of illegal immigrants and crime statistics. Now, population estimates, I thought that's what the census was. And then when you start talking about they're going to estimate where the crime, and from far off, without paying attention to it, it sounds cool. I mean, on the surface, what we're talking about, hey, you're gonna arrest the folks. Well, when they commit crimes, whatnot, illegal aliens, whatnot, they commit crimes, they get deported. Now, thing is, what does that do for? I mean, will they be fudging up information and just kicking out U.S. citizens that they don't like? Maybe they get rid of your information. Me, a conspiracy guy like me, can kind of see that angle. You know, I've always thought that you can doctor up some paperwork or lose somebody's paperwork, just kick their ass out of the country and they can't come back. What do you do? Now, of course, we are talking about racial profiling, obviously, because, as they said themselves, crime statistics and immigrant population estimates. You know, but as far as illegal aliens go, you know, We talk about the Latino population, but there are some illegal aliens or students on visas, as they call them, from Europe and different countries all over the place. Do they get looked at? I mean, because obviously after visas expire, whatnot, they are illegal. But it's one of those questions, one of those issues that's up in the air. Do we care about it? I mean, obviously, to some people, it's important. Some people, it's not important. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, get them out of here. I'm not necessarily against it. I mean, if you're illegal, you're in the country illegal, yeah, you shouldn't be here. I have no qualms with that. I'm just saying get rid of everybody that's illegal. And people who are, once again, hiring illegals, harboring illegals, whatnot, so they can make a profit, they should be made to pay at the least six figures. Harsh fine, so that they won't do that shit again. But that's just me. I think if you make sure they ask, pay the price, everything else will take care of itself. Not changing the subject, because I don't want to be all gloom and doom all the time. You know, I feel like, Dick, so sad. You're so depressing. You know, I'm not about depression. I'm about the love movement. Y'all know me. I want to spread love. I want happiness, whatnot. Unfortunately, not everybody's down with the love movement. Even though they may have a love parade, as in Germany, and you know, the Europeans in general, and well, the rest of the world, soccer, Europeans in general, whatnot, as I've talked about before, the whole World Cup and soccer events, whatnot. You know, I don't like going to live sporting events here in the United States, but you know, because all the drunken and folks going a little too crazy for their team, whatnot, to get a little alcohol in them, whatever, and they just tripping. But over in Europe, shit, you can get killed fucking around with at their events. Like, in Germany, they had a love parade. I guess it's a event in Duisburg, near Dusseldorf in Germany, that is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And so what happens is that they all come together as a big techno party festival, and it's called the Love Parade Festival. It was so many of them that they start running each other over and hurting and maiming each other. You know, a stampede. And the where they were was like a tunnel 500, 600 feet long. Well, 500, 600 yards long, my bad. That area was just bodies lying everywhere. And it makes me wonder, you know, like, I know other countries, they like to have a good time and they enjoy their sporting events, but y'all take y'all shit to the next level. It's like soccer matches, people die at soccer matches. if you mess up in the soccer match, you don't necessarily want to go home because somebody might try to off you. I mean, like the guy who messed up in the World Cup about 15 years ago that got killed. You know, I talked about the Nigerian team that disappointed, and they suspended the whole team. They just said, y'all can't play no more. And now we talking about at the Love Parade. Ain't no love. They just stomping all over each other. I'm like, y'all real serious over there about y'all celebration. Y'all way too serious. Maybe y'all need to be like the homies nerds at the Comic Con. At best, although the Comic Con was kind of funny because the guys wanted to fight because the guy sat next to him. You know, maybe he had gas or something. But he only got stabbed with a pencil. There wasn't no major hurt. Unlike the easy dance. You know, I'm like, is that what it is over in Europe? You know, y'all tell me. I don't know any Europeans. But I'd be curious to hear from some of y'all. And y'all can tell me what the deal is as far as why people get hurt at y'all events all the time. Y'all on a whole nother level of the game as far as pain comes. I don't know. But y'all are kind of scary. But There's a story I read that I couldn't help but crack up off of about these rappers out of Scotland. Silly Bill and Brains, real names Gavin Bain and Billy Boyd, who were college friends from Dundee, Scotland. Not related to Crocodile Dundee. Sorry, Australia. they were Silly Billy and Brains, and they were trying to make a name for themselves in rap music. And I guess they supposedly thought they had talent. They couldn't make it past the local scene. So they masked their accents, their Scottish accents, and eventually got them a record group. And they even went as far as sign a $350 record deal with Sony in the UK and recorded 3 albums. Even going as far as trying to drop clues in their album of who they really were. And I guess eventually they couldn't take it. The Seeker broke them up, and they couldn't, to make a long story short, they couldn't take Baron Secret any longer. Not that we know who the hell you are anyway, but Silly Bill and Brain, I hope it was good for you. There's no real difference between you and the rappers over here in America anyway. I mean, as we know, most of the rappers here, they say, I'm from the streets, you know, I killed so many people, did so many drug deals, all of them from the hood, straight out the projects. It was all bad, whatnot. But majority of them lying. So, Silly Bill and Brains, you succeeded. I hope it was good for you. Hope you made some money. Not that I care. Not that anybody except for y'all care. But I just thought I'd bring that up because for some reason, you know, fake whack rappers, it seems to be a trend of the day. Well, not the trend of the day. It seems to be the norm. You know, I was looking in the Best Buy today, looking to get some music, whatnot. Ended up buying the Mos Def mixtape and, you know, one of my favorite rap groups, Lil Brother, their album, their latest album, Left Back. And it's kind of funny. I'm looking at all the proliferation of rap music, and hey, you know, everybody's out there trying to do their thing, whatnot, but it's so many young or little, you know, from Young Buck, Lil Wayne, little this, little that, Young Maine, Young Money, Young Grit. I mean, it's like, damn, can y'all come up with a, you know, an original name? Can your name be, have something besides what 5,000 other motherfuckers have? Shit. You know, MC. And please, please, going forward, no more auto-tune. Please. I don't know how y'all think that that shit is good. Because it's not. It is not. But that's me being a hater. I'm a hater of whack shit. I admit, I'm coming out the closet. I hate whack, rap, hip hop, whatever you want to call it. I don't think you hip hop. But that's just me. Now, of course, before I get off of here, I gotta talk about a hater. This hater, Alfred, I'm not gonna say your last name because your whole name don't deserve to be said, but he's on trial for starving his girlfriend's three children and sexually assaulting one of them. And of course, he took the stand in his own defense and denied the sexual assault, of course, because that's what they do. You know, he locked them in the bathroom for months, in the motel bathroom, where he gave them just enough food to keep them alive. And he says, yeah, I regret it. And then he says, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know my rights. And he blamed the children's mother for physically abusing them, saying she beat them with coat hangers and extension cord, and that the mother forbade him to interfere. I don't know about anybody else, but if you see some shit like that going on, you kind of gonna say something. If you're a real person, real man, whatever you want to call it. Now, the mother and this guy, I hope y'all go to jail forever. Or at least you go to jail, somebody beats the shit out of you. Or something, or whatever. Whatever you did to the kids, I hope they do to you. Because people like, you know, give your kids up for adoption and whatnot. They're better off without your ass. And on that note, say thank y'all for listening to Smooth Drama. Unfortunately, I can't play the introduction song, and I'm not going to sing for y'all because I can't sing. Well, I can, but it'd be bad. But I'm Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. I'm out. May the force be with you. Get your space up. All that. I love y'all. Keep listening. Or I don't love y'all. I don't know. I'm undecided. Peace.